Refugees are certainly a people in need, but there's more to them than that. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about reaching those hard-to-reach places with the gospel, whether it's in refugee camps or in the Far East. Stay tuned to find your place in these Great Commission stories. First, the ongoing refugee crisis has been so discussed, dissected, and politicized that we can forget that refugees are more than just victims of war and violence. For example, a recent study by Talent Beyond Boundaries found that among refugee populations is a wealth of talent and experience.
Engineers, business administrators, educators, information technology experts, people who are experts in law, accounting, languages, computer science.
That's Dale Dielman of Tent Schools International. He says this study is a good reminder that there are individuals with lives and passions and families who all fall under the refugee label. And even more than just people with talents and gifts, he says we need to remember them as God's valued creations. That's why Tent Schools is providing educational opportunities and technology resources to help these refugees realize a brighter future and experience the love of Jesus.
That's what we're doing, and we just invite people to come alongside us and see refugees through the eyes of Jesus as whole people, as people who can contribute to the betterment of society everywhere. People who've had experience now with nothing, and yet they have so much more to offer.
Next, as we near the end of 2017, it seems that the warning from religious and human rights watchdog groups has proven true. Christians today face worse persecution than at any other time in history, but it's not all bad news. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith explains.
Despite the pressure, the thirst for God's word is only increasing. And so even though the circumstances for Bible translation are perhaps more threatening or more insecure than they have been in other times, the readiness and the willingness of the local believers to engage in Bible translation is at an all-time high.
In fact, due to innovative Bible translation approaches, more people groups are getting involved.
In the last 2 months, October and November, we've had 88 workshops for Bible translation starts. This is more than one per day. Obviously, this is an unprecedented rate of new translation starts. And we're just scrambling to keep up.
A backlog of 300 languages is a good problem to have. And it's a big question.
This is beyond those that we have a budget and a strategy and a plan to be able to respond to in the coming year. We're trying to figure out how is God going to enable us to respond to these additional desires for His Word. So we're certainly needing prayer support.
And Slavic Gospel Association's been working in Far East Russia for a couple of years, but the ministry there began long ago when an engaged couple pulled out the name Yakutsk twice from a hat. SGA's Eric Mock shares.
They looked at each other and said at that point, God had spoken. They got married and they traveled and moved up to a village that was just outside of Yakutsk. And in this village, there were no Christians. In a region where there were no Christians.
But now this same region has around 800 believers. And SGA
has been doing biblical training as part of the Antioch Initiative. For 2 years now, we've been sending teachers out to teach biblical truth where young men are now preaching expositionally from God's Word, where teachers are now hearing how to understand, explain, and teach the Bible to their own. And we're seeing just a miraculous change.
SGA is now coming alongside pastors in the region, too.
Pray that many, many more churches are planted, and orphanages and villages that have never heard the Word of God will now hear the Word of God. But understand, it started with two faithful believers.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slava Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.